All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is we're going to get back to John. Well, we were just in John last week. Well, we're going to get back on track with where we were in John. So I'd like for you to look at John chapter 11. John chapter 11. We're continuing in our study of John because we want to meet Jesus. And what I mean by that, when we want to meet Jesus, is we want to intimately know him and what that means for our lives. And so today especially, this next portion of Scripture, Jesus is going to be interacting with the sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary. And we're just going to focus on verses 17 through 37. And this is really going to be a very important section. A lot of times we'll read it, we kind of blow through it, get me to where he raises Lazarus. But we need to kind of ponder what's going on here, because I think it's going to help you. I know it's helping me. Because sometimes we have wrong ideas in our mind about our relationship with God. It's kind of like, okay, so for me, I was mentioning this in Sunday school. It's been a long time ago, but it's kind of like being back in elementary school, middle school, junior high, high school. And, there's the principal. And there were some years where I never even knew what his office looked like. When I got older and stupider, then I began to realize what his office looked like when I got sent there. And so we kind of know he's there. He's kind of keeping watch over us. He's trying to make sure we get through school and everything. We sometimes have a concept that God's like that, like the principal. And we really don't need to go to the principal's office, right? Just need to know that he's there. And a lot of us, we've got that kind of concept about God. We know he loves us. We know he's forgiven us. We know we're his children. And we occasionally pray for him to take care of some things. But that's as far as it goes. And sometimes we get irritated with him. Okay? If you've not been irritated with God, come talk to me. Something's wrong, okay? Because it's normal for us to get irritated with God because we have in our mind, this is the way things should be. But God doesn't do things the way we think he should do them sometimes, and so that irritates us. And through the years, I've met people who've been very angry with God, and so they've just decided to call it quits and left their faith. So because of that, we really, knowing that we've got, you hear me talk about, we just prayed about, even before we prayed, I was sharing with you about this awesome relationship that we have. You might be here and you might be saying, yeah, I hear what you're saying, George. Yeah, the book that we just went through, Gentle and Lowly, that was really good. Yeah, but I'm hesitant. I'm hesitant to try that, to put my toe in the water to see if I can go swim in it. So there's a couple things I want to point out to you here to help you to overcome that hesitancy, okay? So first thing, when we talk about relationships, here's what I need you to understand. Intimate relationships are marked by a sense of being real with each other. Intimate relationships are marked by a sense of being real with each other. Now, we understand that. Every one of us here has relationships on all different levels. We have superficial relationships, maybe at work or somewhere where we just kind of engage in conversation, but we don't really go deeper than that. And in some of those superficial relationships, you would never tell somebody what you're thinking. Okay? You would never go there. Because, you have a relationship, but that relationship isn't there. However, there are other relationships that you have that are more intimate, that are more relational. You're deep with each other. You're close together. And in those kind of relationships, you kind of tell them like it is. You tell them how you're feeling. You tell them what's bothering you. Sometimes we don't put on a facade. I'll tell you, some of those relationships are with family, right? Because sometimes we will say things and do things with our family that we would never say or do with anybody else. Am I the only one that realizes that? We would never, because with family, they know us, we know them. We don't have to put on airs. So intimate relationships are marked by a sense of being real with each other. Now here's the problem. Yet, we struggle with being honest with God about our feelings. Now we understand that. And if we were to agree with one thing, we would say that the relationship with God is the most intimate relationship anybody can have. Would everybody agree with that? Yes. Because he knows you, he knows everything about you, he knows your feelings, he knows your thoughts, he knows stuff that you don't know, and he loves you, he cares for you, he's there for you. But yet, we're hesitant. We struggle with being honest with him. And sometimes that's struggle, that hesitancy, is because of what we gather from church culture, from church, being around other Christians, where when you talk, you need to talk to God about certain things, but you don't need to talk to him about how you're feeling or how you or what you're wrestling with. You don't need to express to him your anger or what's bothering you, because you know he's in control, his ways are higher than our ways, and we even spiritualize it. And so we get to this reality where we just have a hesitancy of being honest with God, being real with God. Now, where am I going with this? So when we get to our passage today in John, you're going to be introduced to two ladies. One is Martha, the other is Mary. And they're going to be really real with Jesus, because they just sent him a message. Remember at the beginning of chapter 11? They sent him a message and said, Lord, the one you love is sick. Meaning, come Jesus, we need you to take care of the one you love. He loves you, you love him. Bring healing, and guess what Jesus does? Oh, we need to hang out here a couple more days. And then when they say, okay, let's go. Oh, we can't go, Lord. Lazarus is dead. He delayed. And so now they sent a message for Jesus to come, hoping Jesus would take care of it. He's not showing up. And when he shows up, by that time, it's too late. He's been in the ground a few days. They're hurting. Rightfully so, right? They're grieving. And so when they interact with Jesus, they're real. So let's look at this together. It's going to be up on the screen. You can read along with me in your Bibles. We're going to look at verses 17 through 37. And I want you just to allow the passage to speak to you. And as you allow the passage to speak to you, watch how they interact with Jesus. And watch how he interacts with them. And hopefully, it's going to talk to us about being open and honest with God. Okay? So look with me. Verse 17. So, when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about two miles away. Many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Lord, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went away and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly, went out and followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Now here's what we're going to do, folks.